Welcome to the Eagle Online. We have a very special guest on the phone line right now, the one and only architect of shock rock, Alice Cooper. How are you, sir?
How are you guys doing?
We are ready for a little nightmare this Saturday night.
I just finished the Hollywood Vampires tour, and now I'm back with my real band.
Right.
So I've been out since April, and I don't finish till November.
You're a hardworking man. How's Joe Perry doing?
Joe is great. You know, there was no heart attack. Everybody thought it was a heart attack. It was just the fact that it was exhaustion, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that Aerosmith probably does 2, maybe 3 shows a week. And we were on our 8th show in 9 days. So I think he was just not ready for the heat and for the intensity of the show.
Right.
He's fine now. He came back and joined us in San Francisco.
Well, that's good news. That's good. Well, look, Alice Cooper coming this Saturday night to Ruth Eckert Hall. Tickets are on sale. I suspect it's going to sell out. Spending the night with Alice Cooper this Saturday night. Now, I understand you've now thrown your hat in the ring and you're running for president.
Well, I figure I can do nothing as well as they can do nothing.
Don't you think
that's going to be my slogan?
That's not bad, but you know what? I think we're in a weird place now because you're the only candidate that doesn't scare me.
Yeah, isn't that weird? That I think that there's going to be so many people not voting for the candidate. They're voting against the other candidate.
Yeah.
So I'm just figuring there's going to be a lot of frustrated people going, I'm just going to vote for Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I might just write you in.
If I do win, I'm immediately going to hand the job over to Tom Hanks. I mean, who wouldn't vote for Tom Hanks?
Right. Well, you know, you're kind of in a long line of rockers. Joe Walsh, I remember his campaign slogan was free beer for everyone back in the 80s, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the absurdity, you know, I'm always kind of laughed at the fact that, you know, rock and roll in politics is always a little bit funny to me because it seems that the fans out there seem to think that we know more than they do. Which is just the opposite. You have to remember, we're rock singers.
Right.
Which, you know, we don't have any, like, insight that anybody else has. So don't just vote for who we're voting for, you know. Be your own self.
Yeah. Now, I think I read somewhere that you actually ran for governor of Arizona or something, right?
Well, you know, I really couldn't because I didn't have enough indictment. I wasn't really qualified. I think my criminal record wasn't really up to it.
That reminds me. I have a degree in biology, and I was trying to get jobs in pharmaceutical sales. Well, I always told people my high school references fell through.
See, if they would have known your real life, they would have given you that job immediately.
I know, right? I'm perfect. That is very funny. Well, we're talking to Alice Cooper this Saturday night at Ruth Eckert Hall. Alice, you know, a lot of other bands have tried to imitate your, you know, shock the audience thing. Marilyn Manson comes to mind. But is that really even possible anymore?
No, I don't think so. I think that we use theatrics. We always have used theatrics.
Right.
That was considered shock back in 1969, 70, 71, because nobody had ever done it before.
Right.
And so the audience just did not know how to handle it, especially, you know, the grown-ups. We're kind of looking at us as being the most dangerous people on the planet because we were doing theater.
Yeah.
And putting rock and roll to it. In all reality, you know, I mean, our show is theatrical from the beginning to the end.
Right.
But, I mean, Macbeth is more, by far, more deadly than the Alice Cooper band.
Right.
You know.
Well, and my parents, I remember growing up, it was, they hated rock and roll, anything. I remember trying to get $7 for a ticket to go see Ted Nugent, and I said to my mom, I want to go see this new guitar player named Theodore Nugent. Somehow that gave him a more classical sound.
Yeah, right.
But I did get to, I got the $7 and got to that show.
It was very odd because my parents were just the opposite. My mom and dad were both jitterbug champions.
Oh, wow.
In the 40s, right. And my dad was also a pastor, but he could answer any question about the Bible, but yep. He could also tell you who played bass for the Animals.
That's
you
pretty
know,
cool.
He was, yeah, he liked the Yardbirds and he liked the Who and he liked all these. What he said was, I love the music, but I can't condone the lifestyle.
Sure.
Which I totally understood, yeah.
That reminds me, you know, I guess earlier in the late 60s, early 70s, you were in L.A. and you were hanging out with, you know, the Doors, Jim Morrison, and people like that. You had to see a lot of that craziness going on.
Well, you know, that was the whole gang that all died at 27 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, they were like my big brothers. And it was so funny that when people come to me and they go, wow, you know, Jim Morrison died at 27 years old, that he was really young. And I go, if you would have known Jim Morrison, the fact that he got to 27
yeah.
was like a miracle.
Wow, yeah. Golly, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that music scene would have been like back then.
Well, it was. It was a constant party. And, you know, it really was. Those guys really did live it to the edge. I mean, they took it to the limit. It was very odd. Our generation learned from their generation that drugs don't work, for
yeah.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, these guys lived on drugs. And we found out after all of our friends were dead at 27, we kind of looked at that and went, wow, we better slow it down.
Yeah. Well, I remember being introduced to Alice Cooper in about, I think it was 71 when Killer came out. My neighbor had that album, and I went over and was mesmerized by that album. My favorite song is You Drive Me Nervous and Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Those were just, you know, classic glam rock songs.
Yeah.
And working with Bob Ezrin, and he was our George Martin. You know,
right.
He was the guy that took a lot of really good ideas and put them into the form that would actually get on the radio and really good rock and roll, you know, classic rock.
Yeah, that
and
whole album.
Now, we do Halo of Flies.
Okay,
we
good.
We do Under My Wheels. We do A Long Way to Go. I mean, we do go dip back into that era a whole bunch in the show.
Oh, that's great. That's good stuff. Well, what do you think? I mean, you know, your music is bringing a lot of us old folks, but what do you think brings new fans to your shows or to your music today?
You know, I think kids are brought up on classic rock. I know teenagers right now, our first 50 rows are 15 to 25 years old.
That's great.
And they know every lyric. And you probably have to, their parents probably were big Alice Cooper, you know,
sure.
David Bowie, Elton John fans. And so when they grew up, that's what they were listening to.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I just don't think a lot of your new rock bands are really producing any kind of classic rock.
Yeah, I agree. And my boys, I'm 56. I got a late start. I've been married about 10 years. My boys are 7 and 8 right now, and they listen to the Eagle. I don't make them, but they go, Daddy, turn on the Eagle.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, if you're 15 and 16, 17 years old right now, and you're just discovering the Doors, or you're just discovering Jimi Hendrix or Led Zeppelin, how great is that?
Yeah, that is great.
I mean, think of that. I mean, and you're just discovering how great the White Beatles album is, or Abbey Road.
Yeah.
You know.
I think this genre of music is going to go on for a long time.
Oh, there was a ton of classic music going on during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And, you know, I know if I was 15 years old and I just heard My Generation by The Who, I'd be going, wow, I love this band, you know.
Well, in the same vein, what's the last rock concert you went to as a fan?
You know, I always go to see old friends. And
sure.
I might go to see Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Or I might go to see, you know, I might go to see Rob Zombie. You know, it's one of those
right.
things. I have a pretty eclectic taste. I think it's what's really kind of classic is this. If you go to see a McCartney album, show.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
You could not find a more perfect sound than McCartney.
Yeah.
And then you go to see the Rolling Stones, and it's gloriously sloppy.
Yeah. That's a good
example. Which is what you want. Yeah, you want the Stones to be that, though. You don't want the Stones to be really tight. You want them to kind of be like this great bar band.
Yeah.
You know.
That's one of my favorites I've ever seen. I saw them front row back in early 90s. I forgot, Steel Wheels tour. And blown away. I was like, there's no concert that can match this.
Absolutely. I mean, Jagger's, 74 years old?
Yeah.
He does 3 hours on stage. And we opened for them. We did a tour with them.
Yeah.
And I sat there and watched them every night because when I was 16, that's how I learned how to do what Alice Cooper does.
Right.
I watched Jagger.
All right. Well, we're talking to Alice Cooper. He is at Ruth Eckert Hall this Saturday night. Almost a sellout. So go to RuthEckertHall.com or just go to the box office and get them while you can. How's your golf game?
I shot one under par this morning.
Oh, wow.
And I was unbeatable today. But tomorrow, who knows? It goes day to day.
So you get to play pretty often.
I play every day. I play 6 days a week.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game to take up. I saw somebody's quote that they said, you're the most boring guy to play with because you're always right down the fairway. You're always on the green.
I played with John Daly, and every time I'd hit the ball, he'd go, boring.
That's who it was.
He's looking away, he's over smoking a cigarette and eating a hot dog. And I hit the ball, and he goes, let me guess, right down the middle.
Well, so do you know where you're going to play when you come here?
You know what? Callaway sets up all of our golf for us.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have no idea, but I've been on Callaway staff for 25 years. It's really nice. They look at our schedule, and they set up golf way in advance. So I don't know where we're playing yet down there. No.
Well, there's a lot of great courses, and you can't go wrong.
Oh, I love it down there in Florida. It's my favorite.
Well, Alice Cooper, I want to tell you, it's a distinct pleasure to talk to you. We're looking forward to the show Saturday night, and God bless you, and travel safe.
Hey, thanks a lot. And this show, I guarantee you one thing, the most high-energy theatrical show you'll see all year.
Outstanding. We will see you there.
Okay, and I'll see you. Come on backstage. Say hi.
All right, Alice, thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.